We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Dove B'Macham Nuz Chaim Yaakov Ben Chazalio, and we also learn Le'ilu Nishmas Penina Peril Rachel Basarav Meir David. We are in Yom Perigimel Mishnah Aleph. Amar Lehem HaMamuna. The Mamuna here is not the classic administrator that we've mentioned before. Here the Rav, the Bartanur, points out it's the Sgan. The Sgan Kohen Gadol would say to the Kohanim who are assembled together, Tzu'ur, and when it's getting close to Alos HaShachar, to see if it's time to begin the Shechita of the morning. We're not allowed to do the Shechita at night. Pasuk says, B'yom Zivchachem. So we need to make sure that Alos HaShachar had arrived. So he would say to the Kohanim Tzu'uru, go and see Im Higiyaz Zman HaShechita, if the Zman HaShechita had arrived. And once again, that's referring to the fact as to whether we have reached the time of Alos HaShachar, and we're permitted to begin. Now, there was a place in the Beis HaMikdash where someone who could observe and go up to see if this is indeed true. That's what it means. Someone's going to go up to this particular place and he's going to take note of the fact. The Bar Tanur says, Suru'u al makom gavoa shayelam ba-mikdash. So he would go up to see if this Zman HaShechita was here, if it was time for Alos HaShachar to begin the Shechita of the day. Im higia, if the time had arrived, Haroa Omer, the one who went up to see, would say Barkai. Barkai, like the word Barak, which means to shine. So that's what he'd say. Barkai means the fact that whoever this Kohen was to make this announcement, he would say Barkai. It means now it's Alos HaShachar. We can see the shining of Alos HaShachar. It's getting a little bit blue in the sky, and therefore we can begin. As the Bar Tanur says, He ear the Hivrik HaShachar. So it's shining, it's a little bit light. This is not Netzach Hama. This is Alos HaShachar, which is significantly before Netzach Hama. Then the Mishnah says, Matisya ben Shmuel Omer. Now you may remember him from Shkolim in the fifth parak. He was the administrator, the Mamuna, on the Payasos, on the various lots. He would say, Heir Penei Kol HaMizrach. The whole eastern sky has lit up. Now, that one opinion in the Rishonim is that, and many Rishonim hold, that this is a machlokes, which means that the Tanna Kamma was of the opinion that you need to, that all they would make an announcement is Barkai, which means they would see that there was a section of the eastern sky that lit up. And Matisya ben Shmuel says no. He says not enough to see light in the eastern sky in one place, Amur HaShachar. The entire eastern sky has to be lit up, which would be a little bit beyond Alos HaShachar. That is at least one opinion. Other Rishonim say no. These are not two different opinions. And in fact, when the person said Barkai, it was Matisya who's not coming to disagree. He was the administrator on the Payasos, and he would then ask the following question. Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. What is it really true? Meaning everyone agrees you need Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. He would ask that question. And that explains what comes afterwards. The next line in the Mishnah says, Aisha b'Chevron. Can you even see that it's light until Chevron? The reason we mention Chevron is for Zuchos Avos. That's Lahaskir, says the Bar Tanura, G'day Lahaskir Zuchos Avos Mazkirin Chevron. But the point is that according to the first understanding of the Mishnah, that there's a machlok. So we have the Tanna Kamma who says Barkai, that's sufficient, one section. And then we have the Matisya ben Shmuel who disagrees and says you need Pnei Kol HaMizrach. And then we have what the Gemara. Then we have the Mishnah asking Acha b'Chevron, meaning there was an understanding that the question should be asked: is it at least light up until Chevron? Just to mention Zuchos Avos. But according to the second interpretation, that Matisya ben Shmuel is not arguing, and he's saying the following: I don't think Barkai is enough in one section. I need it to be Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The whole eastern sky has lit up. So this is a continuation of his statement, and he's really saying Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Asha b'Chevron. That's what it meant. I mean, can you see the entire eastern sky up until Chevron? Is that lit up? Now, is this something that was done every day? Is this just something halacha related to Yom Kippur, similar to that question you had by the Payasos? So Rashi understands that this was only Yom Kippur, and that was it. And the fact that we mentioned, meaning the idea that we'd said Asha b'Chevron is the Chosavos, that that was something for, as the Yerushalmi says, it's a chusavos, that's something for Yom Kippur. The Raman understands that this phrase of Acha Bechevron was mentioned every day, and it's not necessarily related to Yom Kippur. And then the Mishnah says, "V'hu omer," and the person who made this comment, the person who said Barkai, whatever it is, would respond. Meaning, when everyone asked Acha Bechevron, so he would say "V'hu omer hein." He would say, "Indeed, yes." The one who went up to observe on that Makom Gavoa would respond, "Yes, that indeed it is Acha Bechevron." Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. V'lama hutzuchu lekach. Why do they need this? Now, why do they need what? So some Rishonim say it means, why do I have to send someone up to the roof to see whether the day started, whether it was Alos HaShachar? Yeah, everyone can see that. I don't have to be in a high place to notice that. And others learn that that's not what the Mishnah is asking. The Mishnah is asking, why do we need the entire East to be lit up? The day starts at Alos HaShachar, so why should there be why should it be necessary for Heiri Pnei Kol HaMizrach? Now, by the way, this makes a lot more sense according to the opinion that there's no machlokas between Matis Yom and Shmuel and the Tana Kama, which means that the Mishnah is teaching us in Migia, the person would say Barkai, and then Matis Yom and Shmuel would say that, oh, you would need Heiri Pnei Kol HaMizrach Acha Bechevron, which means that everyone agrees that the entire Eastern sky has to be lit up. And to that, the Mishnah here is asking, why was it necessary for the entire eastern sky to be lit up? After all, we can figure it's enough to have Alos HaShachar. So different ways to understand what the Mishnah is asking. And again, according to the first opinion, it's asking, why do we need? No, really, Alos HaShachar is the time. The question we're asking is, why do we need someone to go up and take note of it up there? So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you why. So one time, the light of the moon rose. The Dimu Sheheir Mizrach, and they thought that was the light of the moon was really Heir Pnei Mizrach. They thought it was really now becoming, it was Alos HaShachar. V'shachat, it was really though the rays of the moon. V'shachatu Esatamit, and they shechted the Kama Tamit V'hotziu L'beis HaStreifa, and they had to then burn it. They had to burn it because they shechted it too early. And because of that mistake, we realized that it's better that we have someone go up to make sure that this is not there's no mistake at all, and we know for sure that it's not the moon, but we know that it's Heir Pnei Mizrach because of the sun. Now the Rishonim point out that this could not be on Yom Kippur. The Bar Tanura says like this: Lav biyom Kippurim kamar. Why? The after alos moor halavana. Samach l'shachar biyom Kippurim shu b'shlish haChodesh. It's impossible for the light of the moon to be in the east, to be in the eastern sky, very close to the early morning. At this point, we're only a third way. It's the 10th of Tishrei. We're only a tenth way through the month. That doesn't happen. El b'sof echon min ha-chadashim. Now, this must have happened at the end of one of the months where Shekshalavana, I'm reading from the Baruch Tanura, Shekshalavana ola samuch lalo sashacha. That's when this mistake happened. You'll say, okay, what's the big deal? So the answer is, it's only Yom Kippur we get started very, very early. The Chash Shema Yom Kippurim Yera Tos Acher Kayotze Bo. They're afraid maybe Yom Kippur there will be some type of mistake like this. Not this type of mistake, but we said, you know, maybe this could happen on another time. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, not this mistake, but another mistake. So they realized if they can make this mistake on a regular day, maybe there could be a mistake on Yom Kippur as well. And therefore, they said, you know what? We're going to make this announcement anyway, even on Yom Kippur. Okay, and therefore, the Mishnah says that we have this either that we have to wait for the full eastern sky, or we need someone to go up, depending on how the Rishonim learn. And then the Mishnah says, "Horidu Kohen Gadol leBeis HaTfila." They brought the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfila to go to the mikvah. And according to most Rishonim, the Mishnah is going back just to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, as we started in the first Mishnah. Once the time of the Shechita, daily Shechita, happened, so the Kohen Gadol was taken to the mikvah. He had to go in before the beginning of the Avodin. The Rambam holds that this is connected. This statement of they brought the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah means the following. Why? Well, the Mishnah just said, oh, you need to see the whole eastern sky. I'll tell you why. Because besides the fact that the moon rose, they had the mistake with the moon in the previous Mishnah, there was a mistake on Yom Kippur. We said that that mistake couldn't happen on Yom Kippur. And that happened another day. But there was a Yom Kippur mistake. They also had an issue with the light, thinking maybe it was really dawn. It obviously wasn't a moon thing, as we explained, that couldn't happen at that time of the month. But what the Rambam understands is it's not Horidu Kohen Gadol, but Vihoridu Kohen Gadol. They threw the Kohen Gadol down. Obviously, it was a Yom Kippur, because they made a mistake, and they brought it down to the Beis HaTfilah before daytime, before it was too early. They didn't realize that that was not the sun. That was not Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So, and because of that, or one time the question is, why do we need Heir Pnei HaMizrach? Because there was a time where, because we didn't have an observer, or we didn't wait till we could see the entire eastern sky, they just said, oh, it's Halos HaShachar. They made a mistake, it was really nighttime, and they brought the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah, but it was still nighttime. His tefillah is not good at night, and therefore we had to go down again to the Beis HaTfilah. Zeh HaKlal HaYom HaMikdash, the Mishnah gives you then the general rule. And with this good discussion, we'll continue in the next Mishnah. Kol ha-mesich es raglav ton tvila. Anyone who moved his bowels. So that is, you have to go. Bowel movement is something that requires tvila, going to the mikvah after one has completed. V'chol ha-matil mayim, but one who urinates. So that's less of an issue. Ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Then that's sufficient that he washes his hands from the kior, hands and feet from the kior, and that would be enough. Now, the halacha is that a kohen has an obligation to wash his hands and feet before he enters the Beis HaMikdash to do anything. So, obviously, the Mishnah is talking about what happened to the Kohen Gadol. So, what does it mean? He obviously, didn't he already wash himself? Let's say the last case. One who urinates has to do Kiddush Adam Raglaim. He did it already. So, the answer is, the kohen must have washed. He walked to begin the avoda, and then he left to do take care of himself. So now the halacha is, before he starts again, even though he had washed in the morning, he would have to wash again in order to continue the avodah.